In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, a half marathon on Saturday followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. I am Matt. This is episode 47 and a really strange week for recordings. And I apologize on the outset, but let me explain best I can to start with, and then I will have to explain later, as you'll hear. First and foremost, it's another week of the Dark Side Challenge training. It's the usual 45 or half hour to 45 minutes on Tuesday and Thursday, and this weekend's long run was 4 miles. I did all the runs. My Tuesday recordings, I did delete, and I'll explain why in the day two recordings, but I'll explain a little bit now as well. A really good friend of mine had passed away Tuesday, and that was mostly what I talked about, and quickly decided this wasn't really the forum to discuss that, not only for the show, but for his memory as well. And I actually elaborate on that, I think, a lot better in the day two recording, so I'll let those speak for themselves. Now, as far as a second difference in recordings this week, we'll get to that when we get to the end of the long run recording. I'll just let this play out. Linear with the L-Y at the end. My mouth is not working with me. I'll let it play out in sequence. There's a better word. In sequence, and I'll be back when the time is appropriate. And it'll all make sense here shortly. So without any further ado, with more ado to come later, here is this week's recordings.
This is day two, and I got my first run interval in, if you can't tell by my breathy voice. And there was a day one, and I did run, and I made some recordings, but I will tell you flat out I deleted them. And I'll explain why if I haven't already explained in the studio a little bit. I don't know, it's in the future, so we'll find out at the same time, I guess, if I do that. Anyway, without falling back into, well, I wouldn't say falling, but without duplicating what I did day one, very good friend of mine, in fact, the best man at my wedding, passed away Tuesday. So I kind of just talked about that, and I wasn't really even up to recording. I didn't even really talk anything about the run. And quickly realized this is not the forum for that. He obviously needs to be mourned, respected, probably even honored on Nia's as. But that recording really didn't do justice to any of that. And I felt that was probably a disservice to him, anyone that listens, and probably what the series is about. It's about having fun. Even when I have bad runs, I try to make it fun. So I deleted those. Thought that was the best. Thought it was most appropriate for all angles that I just described. So yeah, that's it. And I'm not really going to go much more into it. I probably will in the studio. A lot of people saw my post on Facebook page, and I thank you for your condolences. They do mean a lot. So that is it. Let's get back on the run. I will tell you, I made one huge mistake. It was freezing this morning when I left the house. I know, freezing for Florida. So I had that in my head all day. I was wearing a long sleeve shirt. I was sweating almost just like pounds off, which might be a good thing if I weigh in tonight, because I didn't weigh in Tuesday, but bad move putting a long sleeve shirt on. So I'll be back, maybe shirtless, but you won't be able to see it. You'll just have to take my word for it. Trust me, my word's better than seeing it. So I'll tell you what happens after this. Alrighty, I don't think I mentioned in the last recording, it's a 30 to 45 minute run tonight. I'm doing what has seemed to become my usual, going 20 minutes out, and now I'm on my 20 minutes back. And still have my shirt on, for anyone wondering. And I got 3 follow-ups actually, and I think about it. A road that I used to take, the sidewalk is still closed, no idea why. I see no signs of construction. That's follow-up number 1. Follow-up number 2, I came to an intersection, and a car did, you know what, zipped out in front of another car, because apparently they think it takes me like a full 90 seconds across the street. And as he turned, you got three guesses of what device he did not use. All right, guess one, and now guess two, and go ahead, guess three. I'm sure he got in guess one. His turn signals, or her turn signals. I couldn't tell who was driving. Once again, no turn signals. But besides that, apart from really, really sweating now, temperature's still, I guess, good for my knee, or maybe it's the weight loss, but my knee is feeling fantastic. Like the last time I talked about it when I was running in the cold. It's not that cold for sure, but it's cooler than the hot days, so maybe that's some of it. Maybe it's some of the weight loss, or maybe it's just getting back up on the horse and my knee's used to running. Whatever it is, like I said the last time I talked about this, I'm just going to enjoy it while it lasts, because it may not. So I think I am well past my walking interval, but I had all those ideas pop in my head in that last, between the last segment, so I wanted to get them out. I'll be back after my next interval. Okay, last walking interval before short running interval. And I'm just going to wrap up now, because that run will take me right back home. Unless I trip and fall and slam my knee into the pavement, I should be okay. Not to say that couldn't happen. I hope I just didn't jinx myself. If I did, I'll come back and record my reaction, which will probably be heavily bleeped. But anyway, all in all, except for wearing a long-sleeve shirt and sweating, good run. Knee feels good. Pace was good. And all around pretty good. So I'm going to take it. Take it as a good one tonight. And be back for Saturday, which is only 4 miles. Which I'm quite looking forward to. Nice short long run, that makes sense. So, well, you'll actually hear more about that right after this. Okay, I'm back, and it's still day two, and I didn't trip and drive my knee into the pavement, but I did trip. I didn't fall, and I thought that was ironic enough to fire up the recording app again. I was texting my sister, texted me about a best of fives episode we're about to record, and I was replying, and my toe hit a piece of, I don't know what you would call it, uneven concrete. You've seen it in the sidewalk where one piece sticks above the rest. Yep, hit it. Did a little shuffle, but stayed on my feet. But still, had to stop and record it. Okay, here's day three now. It is day three, and I'm on the long run. I already started my running intervals, but you may be able to hear my voice again. It is another Sunday where I just did not want to get out and run. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a little too busy again. Need to scale back or something, but just didn't feel like it. But last time I felt like that, ended up being a pretty good run, so maybe it'll be a good run. I don't know. It's only 4 miles. I don't feel as... I didn't devise excuses in my head to skip this one. So a little less of a resistance to do it, but I'm getting it done. Doing it while the sun's up, because it's still cold for Florida. Again, always a disclaimer. Still chilly, so I did not want to be at the turnaround point when the sun went down and have it drop another 15 degrees. So should be pleasant weather-wise, at least. So I'll make the best of it. I'll get through it. Only 4 miles. And I'll be back after the first mile with an update. Okay, mile one done. At least I can say is that this feels like it's going fast. My pace isn't all that faster, if at all, than the rest of the week. But at least it feels like it's going fast. So, you know, the mind quite isn't into it. At least I'm not going to be out here dreading it too much longer, it feels like. So I do know one thing I got to do. I think maybe this is part of my motivation problem. I plateaued on my weight loss, which happens. Anyone that's dieted, you get a rush of weight falling off, and then you plateau. Your body adjusts to the new, well, lifestyle, essentially. So I'm at that point, and I think the first step I got to do is Fridays at lunch, I go out and don't really care about what I order. It's like my break in the week at work, and then Saturday at home on the weekend, I eat whatever, drink whatever. It's to keep me from going nuts from the strict diet. I think I got to curb that a little bit, and that's going to help. So still need that little bit of freedom, but maybe not to the point I've been taking it. So maybe a little sensible breakfast, maybe even, or maybe actually aim on dinner towards the end of the night when the metabolism really slows down, and just pick my lunch as my big meal of the day on Saturday. We'll see. That's where I got to start. And the weight cut starts coming off again, whole attitude should change. So, not that my attitude's bad, I just didn't really want to come out today. Again, I think it's because I'm leaving behind a lot of editing to do. Which, if you've heard our resolutions on News As and Stars and Character, part of that was to hand that off. So I need to do that when I get back. Got to put together some tutorials so I can, and I won't be in this situation. So, anyway, I think I'm just about the end of my walking interval, so I'll be back after mile two, which, if it's fast as mile one went, won't be much longer. Well, it'll be nothing for you. It'll be wrapped to this noise. Okay, 2 miles down. I've turned around, and I'm walking on my walk interval, and it did feel about as fast as the first one, so it shouldn't be so bad. Still not getting the feeling I got with the 6 miles, but not so bad. I'll be done before I know it. I get back to what I was doing. And yeah, that didn't really think that one out. As far as the knee goes, though, knee feels good, which is good because it was hurting just walking around. We had a severe temperature change here. I think that may have done something to it, like the old joke, I feel it in my bones. Well, I think that's happened with my knee. It was really hurting just walking 2 days ago, but around today it feels pretty good, stiff but not a lot of pain. So. I'm happy with how that feels, and I'm okay with the run, so all in all, this one won't be so bad in the end, I don't think. Halfway done, I'll be back after mile three.
Okay, so we're back in the studio because my phone, right after this, completely shut off, and it was, like, battery drain shut off. I have an iPhone. Anyone that has an iPhone knows the symbol you get. Like, I saw the little wheel turn, the shutdown wheel. And that's happened before. The phone just flat out crashes. It's not a perfect device. So no real computer is, honestly. So I hit the power button to turn it back on, and I got the symbol, which is like a picture of a battery with a little red line at the bottom of it saying that there's not enough power to start up, which was really weird because there should have been plenty of power. So this really sucked in several ways. I had, as you just heard in the recording, I had said that time was flying. Well, now, all of a sudden, I had nothing to listen to, nothing to talk into to pass the time, and I will say those last 2 miles were slower than the first. Luckily, they didn't seem to drag on and feel like they took forever, but they were definitely slower because it was a quiet run back to the house. But I got it done. Can't really tell you what my pace was. I was also counting intervals. I didn't have an interval timer, too. I forgot that's another part, too. So I'm counting intervals best I can, and I'm sure most people do this. You know, once you get into a cadence in your steps, even though you're trying to count what you know would be 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, like you know what the time is, you're kind of going in motion with your steps, so I'm probably going a little faster, so I'm cutting my intervals short on the runs and probably making them a little longer on the walks, but whatever, I got it done. That stunk. Now, the weird part was when I got home, I plugged my phone right back in because I was also texting a friend about something I'm doing next weekend. And I just sent a question and I needed the response to kind of finalize our plan. So I plugged my phone in like it. You get that little. And again, if you have an iPhone, you know, the symbol. I got the little battery dead symbol for about a minute or so. I wasn't very long. Then all of a sudden it popped back up and it says it was at 41%. So I don't know what happened. I don't know why I thought it was dead. Definitely a glitch in the software. I know it needed an upgrade. I'm not sure if it did it or not. I think it may have done it now that I'm talking through the problem. And that would explain a lot. Because something always happens when I upgrade any device from Apple. I mean, lately they're not much better than Microsoft. So, I mean, I made the switch for problems like that. And they're starting to come back more and more lately. But that's a topic for another show, not a series. We don't have any tech series, but maybe a special one day I'll gripe about computers. I don't know. I don't know who would listen to that. But anyway, so that's a story. So I got the run done. Good enough run. I'm not going to say it was the best I had this week. I'm not going to say it's the best week I had, but I got it done. Was happy I got it done. Sun was still up, so the temperature was nice. It was still a little chilly, but it was nice. Actually, when you get chilly weather in Florida, once you get running that first mile or so and your body heats up, it's actually quite pleasant. I will say that. It was nice being outside in that. So if there's something we said for that, that's it. But it's done. terrible recordings. Apologies again for, Tuesday is, I don't think that's self-explanatory, but apologies for losing my I'm not even losing, but just not being having the ability to record that last day. That was frustrating, or the last half of that last day. So a little frustrating, but got through it, I guess. It's done. Episode is recorded. That's all I can say. Now, to close out this episode, I did say I was going to pick my next virtual run, and I did, and I bought the medal. And I will say this is a tough choice because I am not liking the February choices for my usual go-to virtual run suppliers or whatever. I don't know what you call them. Virtual run sites. There's one called the Puppy Run for Will Run for Bling, and it's not a very good-looking medal in general, in my opinion. There's another one for another site I'm looking at. I think it's Virtual Strides. It's a leap year medal. Kind of funny. It's a frog, but and I didn't. It's not jumping out at me. No pun intended. And really, they're either Valentine's. They seem to be. The rest all seem to be some kind of Valentine's Day theme. So I did something a little different. Something I wanted to do last year, but didn't. I bought a leftover medal from last year, and there's still some in stock for anyone that wants to join me in February. And it's from Moon Joggers, which is another site I joined a while ago. It's where you log your miles for each run, and altogether people try to run the distance to the moon, which they've already done. Now, they tried to do Mars, which they've done, and I think the goal right now is the distance to Venus, which I'm also a part of. I'm logging my miles when I remember. I do it in bulk, like once a month, because I forget. Way it goes, but they have events throughout the year to raise money to keep the site going, and for I'm not sure if there's any charities or whatnot, but it's I believe it's an entirely nonprofit organization, so that's charitable in a sense. But they had one I wanted and I never got, so I'm getting it now. So it's a dark helmet race, 5K or 10K. It has both on the medal, and dark. This is a dark helmet from Spaceballs. So it was a race they did last year. They have the medals at a discounted price. They're not tracking the miles anymore for that. They're not, there's no bib, but they do have the medals. So that's what I'm going with. I'm doing the Dark Helmet Virtual Run 5K for February. Now, if you want to join along, I'm going to walk you through how to find it, because to buy their past stuff is, their site's not very good. Their site's very good for tracking the distances for their these planet challenges, but not good for purchasing past items. So go to moonjoggers.com, one word, of course, like every website. Then at the top, you'll see a store link, very small, but it's at the top towards the right. Hit that. Now, this is where you would, I don't think this works on a phone very well, so you might have to do this from your desktop. Now, this is what's really weird. They have, I guess they're in transition. There's a big rectangle, orange rectangle. It says visit our new online store today, and you click anywhere. It doesn't say to click on that, but you click anywhere in that graphic, then you finally get to the store. Now, when you get to the store, you'll see the what they have left over for their past virtual races, and the Spaceballs Dark Helmet 5K and 10K is in the second row. Right now, it's priced at $12. I just bought it. It's $12, $2 shipping, and $1.50 processing. So that came out to $15.50. Fair price. That's about anywhere between $15 to $25 is kind of what I'm looking at for all these virtual races. And not that I'm setting a budget, that just seems to be everything I'm looking at is in that price range. So no more than I expected to pay, actually a little less. And it's got Dark Helmet. So, you know, that's pretty cool. That's going to be a fun one. So I'm going to run it towards the end of February, one of those Tuesday or Thursday nights, maybe the last one of the month, maybe the second last week, actually, because if I don't do it, I have to do it again. Remember that rule I set out. So as I get closer, I'll announce a date, but right now we got at least 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks before we even get to that. So, well, that is it for the episode. A lot of studio talking because couldn't record everything I wanted to on the road. Hopefully, I don't have that trouble next week. We'll see. Next week, we'll pick up with the training. And I know real soon, we're getting a double-day training where you got to do a short distance on Saturday and a longer distance on Sunday. That might be next week. I don't know. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Kind of want to save that as a little bit of a surprise. I don't want to know right now, but I know it's coming real soon. Very well could be next week. So we'll find out together. So until then, Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZaz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZaz on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZaz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZaz, please check out our Patreon page at Patreon.com/NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.